Welcome to First Turn, where we play board games for the first time and discuss our immediate reactions. It's like book club, but for board games. I'm Eric, and with me is Kiwi and BP.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we're going to be playing... Jaws! It is designed by Prospero Hall, who have done Horrified, Disney's Villainous, Bob Ross, The Art of Chill, and some others. They do kind of a collective group. They don't have a single person, even if there's like a lead designer, because they think they want to make sure everyone gets credit. So they just credit themselves as a group as the designer. So the artist would also be Prospero Hall. It just sort of includes everybody. And it is published by Ravensburger. The description is, in Jaws, one player takes on the role of the killer. Really? All right. In Jaws, one player takes on the role of the killer shark off Amity Island, while the other 1 to 3 players take on the roles of Brody, Hooper, and Quint to hunt the shark. Character and event cards define player abilities and create game actions for humans and the shark. Gameplay is divided into two acts, Amity Island and the Orca. The name of the boat, I'm assuming.
That was the name of Quint's boat.
Played on the double-sided board to replicate the film's story. The mechanics are area movement, card play conflict resolution. Interesting.
Resolution.
It's a revolution of card play.
Hidden movement, map reduction. Okay. Modular board, player elimination, secret unit deployment, team-based game, and variable player powers. Got some new ones in there.
Mm-hmm.
The box art.
It is the movie poster for the original Jaws movie. Yeah.
Which is a person swimming with a big old, really, really, really big shark coming up to eat him like a seal.
I feel like that's bigger than a great white.
It's enormous. Yeah, they're not that big.
Well, the shark in Jaws, though, is supposed to be a great white.
So, yeah, based on this, would you pull it off a shelf?
So I think if I just saw it in Target, I don't think, and I have seen it in Target, I don't think I would have picked it up. But I have heard people talk about it. And I also watched Becca Scott. They played it on Game the Game. And it seemed really interesting.
BP, would you pull it off a shelf?
No.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, the game description, no, the mechanics make it sound interesting just because there's a lot that we haven't. But other than that, like, as I'll soon tell you guys, I've never seen the movie.
What? What? I've seen 4 of them.
I've seen the bad ones.
I've seen the garbage ones.
I don't like scary movies. And this came out when was a child.
Yeah, 1975.
I don't know if you're about to say, I don't know if it's scary, but there are a lot of people that are afraid of the ocean because of this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay, I'll give you that much.
Yeah, I think we've discussed before that just like IP games don't appeal to me generally, unless it's like Star Wars, Star Trek, or like an IP that I've been playing games of since I was a kid. Like, you know, Jaws, I think, did they also do Die Hard or did somebody else do that one?
I think somebody else did that one. I think they did the Top Gun game, or it might have just been somebody else did Top Gun.
There's a lot of these games that are like, especially the 80s IPs, I guess, for nostalgia. I think we discussed it with our nostalgia at some point. It just doesn't appeal to me. Mechanically, we haven't played a one verse mini. And I'm interested to see if we're going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
Especially Kiwi, because I know he doesn't like hidden traitor mechanisms but maybe because it's out in the open at the start, it'll be different. But
yeah, I think like if I know that you're out to like whoever is the one, like if I know you are the one and you're trying to ruin things, like I think I'm okay with that.
Okay.
It was the dead of winter game where we were all working together and then suddenly we just lost because you were the hidden traitor.
Because Eric's a jerk.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah. asshole. It just happened to be the card he drew. And I didn't like it.
How do you think it's played? It's gonna be real rough.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously there's someone that's the shark, and the rest of us are trying to get the shark while the shark's trying to eat us.
So this two phase thing is interesting. So like we start on the island, which is all right, BP, who's never seen the movie.
Right?
How do you think? What do you think? So I guess I'll have to fill you in. At the beginning, there's shark sightings and
some people get eaten.
Roy Scheider's character is like the Chief Brody is like the chief of police. And he's basically running around freaking out and telling everyone to shut down the beach. This is kind of topical. You've got the expert the experts running around trying to close down the beach. And the mayor, the elected politician, is like, no, we can't. It'll ruin the whole summer. won't shut down the beach.
Stop being hysterical. There's nothing wrong.
So that's kind of the gist of the movie, especially the Amity Island part. So I don't know what is the shark player just sort of offshore, like, gonna get you.
The shark player just wanders around the table going, dude.
This is my thought. Never seeing the movie and how you just described it and kind of thinking about what some of these things are. I feel like Amity Island is the part where then the human players will be going around trying to shut down the beaches, and you get points by how many beaches you shut down then during that phase. Yep, whereas the shark then, because it's like area movement, I guess it's not area control, but map reduction. So shutting down the beach would limit where Jaws could go to be effective.
So we're going to be trying to shut down the beach. I'm guessing we're also going to be maybe preparing to hunt the shark. So phase two, we're going to be hunting the shark.
Right.
So maybe we're like getting the
Then that limits where the orca can go, map reduction style.
Okay, so we're going to like limit down our hunting area in the
Amity then phase. I feel like player elimination comes into play in that section, because that's where then Jaws could take you out and you're done.
You're right, because it's a map reduction. So I see what you're saying about reducing the beaches. We're going to limit our hunting area, and then he's going to be like sneaky secret deployment, and we're going to have to hunt him down based on maybe where he kills people. He's going to have to eat people. And we're going to be like, oh, he got someone over here. Let's chase him over here. And then variable player power. So we're each going to have like a role. It's like Brody was the police chief. Quint was the shark hunter. I don't remember who Hooper was.
He was the scientist.
So like he's probably
he's got
like
some cool glasses in his card.
Hooper's going to probably be like helping with the tracking, and Quint's going to be with like killing or the boating. I don't know. Something like that. All right.
Okay.
BP, the history of the movie Jaws.
Right.
That you've never seen.
That I've never seen, because I don't like scary movies. So you said how Jaws has like made people scared to go into the ocean. Sharks and shark fear are real. The movie, of course, came out in the 70s. Apparently it was based off of a novel. It was just a Spielberg movie, right? So when he was super big and popular, I don't like... Even like some of the actors, like I'm just like, I mean, besides Richard Dreyfuss, who's pretty popular, like much of this is, I don't know, like maybe they were.
Roy Schneider.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It means nothing to me.
He was the captain in
Sequest.
2001, okay. A Space Odyssey, Marathon Man.
Anyway,
so he just wanted to play this game so he could talk about movies.
Right. So apparently it was considered one of the greatest films ever made, and was one of the big summer blockbusters until Star Wars came along in 77. It was one of the highest grossing films until then. There's not.
My favorite line from the Wikipedia is Jaws the Revenge, directed by Joseph Sargent and starring Michael Caine and Lorraine Gary returning as Ellen Brody, is considered one of the worst movies ever made.
Wait, which one?
The fourth one.
Yeah.
Which I think is the one where the shark is chasing the kids, and the kids like lift up a power line out of the water, and the shark comes up to bite it, and instead it bites the power line and then just sort of catches on fire. That's how the very last Jaws ends.
Mm, the movie in relationship to the actual shark, because you guys like the move, like the poster makes it look like real crazy, which it is. Like even a female shark, I guess, like great white, like the largest, they would be maybe 20 feet, which I feel like that again, the poster makes it look way bigger than just 20 feet, and males would only be half that size.
Yeah, the great part is so the shark, the animatronic shark, was named Bruce, and they couldn't get the whole thing working together. So you very rarely see the shark during the movie. And when you do see the shark, you either see only its head or you see its tail or its fin, because the head and the tail were the only parts that they could get to work, but they would only work individually. So they would only share those pieces. So one of the things they talk about is like, Jaws is scarier because you rarely ever see the shark. It's just like the sound, or the big scene is when Quint is talking about his, because part of the story is that Quint reveals that he is the survivor from the USS Indianapolis. And like, while they're talking about it, like the shark, like shakes the boat, like hits the boat. And it's like one of those, like one of the most famous scenes in movie history is like that whole bit. But it came about because they couldn't get the animatronic to work all together. Okay, so in this game, one person is Bruce the shark.
Okay, so how did we choose who's Bruce?
So I made the assumption that if given the opportunity to play a game where you guys got to specifically team up on me, that you would take it.
Wow. All right.
So I figured that I would be the shark and you guys could be the crew. You guys will take up the role of the crew, playing Quint, Brody, and Hooper to eliminate the shark.
So the two of us play three people?
Yes. Okay. So if we're a three-player game, what's going to happen is each of you will get one character that you primarily control. Mm-hmm. And then whoever that third character is, you both will decide together what you do with that person.
Okay.
So the first act of the game, you are on Amity Island. The shark is going to secretly move around, eating swimmers and trying to avoid detection while the crew tries to rescue swimmers and locate the shark.
So we were close.
Yep. And then in Act Two, where you guys will be on board the Orca. This is the second half of the movie. And the crew attacks the shark while the shark tries to destroy the boat and eat the crew. The crew wins if you're able to eliminate the shark. And the shark wins if they're able to either eliminate all three crew members or completely destroy the Orca. All right. So Act One is played in rounds, and each round consists of three phases. So during the event phase, we're going to draw the top card off the event deck, and we're just going to do what it says. And it's going to say things like, hey, put a couple of swimmers here, you know, do this. And you just read the event text. Then during the shark phase, the shark player gets to, they get three action points and they get to spend them however they want. And it allows them basically to move around and eat swimmers. The shark is also going to have four powers, which they can use once per that act. And the shark player will let, so if I eat people, I will let you know which beach and how many people I ate. And if I trip any motion sensors, because one of the characters is going to be able to put out motion sensors, I can tell you which ones I trip. But if I trip multiple, I don't have to tell you what order I trip them in. And then if I use one of my powers, all I tell you is that I used a power, but I don't tell you which power I used. Okay. And then during the crew phase, each of the characters is going to take a turn. You guys get to decide how you're going to activate the characters. But each character is going to get four action points. So the characters all have different actions based on kind of their character in the movie. So Quint is able to pilot the Orca in the water around Amity Island to rescue swimmers. And he also launches barrels in the water, hoping to hit the shark. Brody moves around Amity, trying to rescue swimmers, deliver barrels to the dock, help locate the shark, and close beaches. Mm-hmm. And then Hooper pilots his speedboat in the water around Amity Island to locate the shark, deliver barrels to Quint, and rescue swimmers. So Act One ends if the crew gets two barrels attached to the shark, or if the swimmer track on the shark board reaches the ninth slot. So basically, I have eaten nine swimmers. All right. So once Act One ends, we move to Act Two. And Act Two, you guys are on board the Orca. So each round, the shark begins underwater. and then will resurface in one of eight zones around the orca. The crew has to predict where the shark will resurface, hoping to attack it. And then the shark gets to attack before diving back down into the ocean. And it's played in six steps per round. So first, we're going to draw out three cards. They're going to be A, B, and C. And essentially what it's going to be a resurface option. So it's not like I have eight spots to pick and you guys have to guess one of those eight spots. I will be given three spots that I could potentially go, and you guys will have to decide how you go about the boat. So I'm going to secretly choose one of those tokens. I'm also going to get a number of ability cards based on the number of swimmers I am able to eat. So if I want to use an ability card, I'll be able to choose it then. Then the crew gets to prepare. So you'll be able to move up to two spaces around the boat, pick one of the weapons that you have, and prepare. So that you'll have melee weapons, firearm weapons, and attachable weapons. They all have different ranges and damage. And you're going to place your token around the ship where you want to be. The next step is the shark is going to, I'm going to reveal which card that I picked. And then if it has a shake-off icon, which it looks like a little hook with your, you know, standard comic book like motion lines, I get to shake off any attachable weapons. Then the crew gets to attack me with their chosen weapons. There's a die with like little hit icons on it. So you'll roll those. If the number of hits that you roll is above my evade, which is going to be on the card that I choose, then you do damage to me. After you try to attack me, then I get to attack, and I get to pick whether I attack the boat or I attack people. And then if there are people in the water with me, I get to do a free attack on them before I dive below the surface. And then we get to do it all over again. And the act two ends if all three crew members are eliminated or the orca has been destroyed, in which case the shark wins. And the crew wins if the wound tracker on the shark's card ends up at zero. And that is Jaws, the board game.
Ba-bum. Ba-bum.
Let's play.
A baby shark. Baby shark.
We just finished a game of Jaws. To recap, in Act One, Kiwi ate one swimmer and then was caught in the first round. In Act Two, yep, he did a little better. The shark destroyed three portions of the orca, which is the boat, and damaged two others before he took too much damage and blew up due to a flare stuck on his back. So strategy. Let's start with the shark.
I'm not sure what I was thinking in the first round. Like I should have gotten out of there. Like it was pretty obvious where I feel like where I was. Like I don't think you guys knew where I started, but you pretty much guessed where I was. I think I should have used a power. So we really didn't get to see a whole lot of Act One. And then Act Two, like I was picking the ones that I thought were really good, but then they were also very obvious. So then I tried to be far less obvious, and I think I started doing better at that point. But that flare got attached and did a bunch of wounds or a couple wounds, and I just couldn't shake it because Eric placed it at a very good time. So I was mostly just trying to destroy portions of the boat, hoping to get you guys in the water and then slowly munch on you.
All right. BP, what was our phase one strategy?
Trying to remember that far back really trying to guess where he was. And then we were trying to prepare to find or save swimmers after that. But yeah, we used the fish finder.
Yeah, like we were long term. We're like, okay, this round we're going to look for him, and then we're going to close the beach and protect some swimmers. And then like she just found him with the fish finder, and then I hit him with a barrel, and then I hit him with the barrel, and it was over. So I don't know that we even got to the point where we could develop a strategy.
Yeah.
Phase two.
Was just trying to predict where he was going, and then he tried to get tricky on us, and yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just sort of whittle him down, try to hit all the spots he could be at, so we did a little damage each round. We had one really good where like I put the what is that, like a oxygen tank, and you shot it, and mm-hmm. it did like a ton of damage. So we were like, oh, let's blow them up. And then I think we were trying to like really do a heavy damage at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then we switched to much to our, I think we both wanted to keep doing that, but it was smarter to just whittle them down over time with mm-hmm. by covering all of the potentials, doing a little damage each round. And I think that's what got them. I mean, it helped that we had all the cards from the strong yes. phase one, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
It would have been a lot harder, I think,
if we had had less weapons.
Or, and if I had more powers too, because mm-hmm. I was limited on powers.
Yeah. So what do we think of the theme? Kiwi, we'll start with Shark again.
Yeah. Well, I thought, I mean, the theme, I love the first movie. I think it's great. but I thought the acts of the game, I think they definitely played well into the movie, right? So the acts in the movie are definitely well played out here in the theme and the way they broke out the game. It also reminds me of Jaws, the Nintendo game. I was thinking about that too. Man. I forgot about love that. That video game too. and it also breaks it up into the two acts.
Man, I have been married to you this long and I did not know this about you.
Massive, massive Jaws fanatic.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like, I don't go out of my way to watch Jaws, but like, I think Jaws is, I think it's a good movie and I enjoy
literally,
it.
Literally doesn't a day go by that he doesn't think about that shark.
Yeah. I mean, I do think about Jaws a lot. Like probably abnormally amount. I just don't talk about it because nobody wants to hear about Jaws that much. I mean, don't get me wrong. The sequels are just, they're bad. They're straight garbage, but the first one's very good. I enjoy it.
All right. So BP, having never seen Jaws, did it feel like a shark hunt?
I mean, it felt like you're hunting something. I feel like you could have been like hunting a lion or something else, like some other predator that might accurate. Hunt you back.
Yeah. I mean, it worked. The two phases, sort of like the fact that you're on a boat, the second round, shark.
I guess it ties in with the movie, but I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the movie, maybe. Or you've seen the movie, maybe you think this ties together much more than someone who hasn't.
That's a valid, I think, a valid point. Yeah, I mean, thematically, I guess phase one would have felt like we were preparing to shark hunt, but it ended so quick that I don't know that it really felt like we did anything.
We were just so successful, and then we had all this weapon stockpile.
Like, I guess that we had the big weapon stockpile and stuff. Like, maybe phase one would have made, like, more sense if we were, like, collecting weapons while trying to protect people. So, I don't know. Like, it's kind of weird that you're like, hey, we found the shark really fast, and now we have a lot of weapons. Versus, like, we took a while to find a shark. Now we don't have a lot of weapons. Like, I'm not sure mm-hmm. how that would play out thematically. Like, I don't know. We lost them somehow. But yeah, it's a little hard to tell since it ended so quick. The second phase felt cool that like where our boat was collapsing beneath us, like that was sort of a good feeling. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how the Forbidden Island, like the island is collapsing mm-hmm. as you run around.
Yeah, that starts sinking.
Same kind of thing where like it did feel like, oh God, we're running out of time because we're running out of boat. Going to need a bigger boat. Art, BP?
I mean, the player board, I guess, is kind of cool, but like... Meh, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's not art from the movies. It looks more like fan art almost. Mm. It's got kind of that like, hey, I really love Jaws, so I draw it type feel to it. Probably because I mean they would have had the IP to be able to use the name because like the Jaws.
It's definitely logo the Jaws with the font, logo. Yeah,
that's definitely the Jaws. So they had the IP. I think they just chose to go like a different style with the art, which I think is fine. Like it.
What do you think the other option really is, like movie realistic photo?
Oh yeah, no, that's the only other option. It's just take movies or pictures straight from the movie.
But I mean, I don't think you'd have like a top down picture of the boat.
No, you would have to draw that. But like on the very first page of the rule book, the sign, like that is a scene from the movie, but it's not a picture. It's not a screenshot. It is somebody has drawn that, but that was an actual from the movie. So.
I kind of like that better. I'm not really a big fan of like, hey, here's just a screenshot from a movie put on a card like that.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of that. I'd rather have like artist rendition of it.
I think the only thing we've played that has that is Spartacus, because it has actual shots from the HBO show. But I've never seen the show, so I really had nothing to go off of. So it seemed fine to me there.
Armada, usually the Star Wars games have just pictures yeah, I guess that's from true. The movie.
Although those were drawn too, because
some of them were, some of them were not. Some of them were screenshots.
Oh, okay.
Which is where I really don't like when you mix and match. So I'm glad they just picked a direction and went with it.
Because then it doesn't have the same art style.
Right. And then I think that might have been your problem, because there were things you'd have to draw, like some of the weapons or ability cards. Like, I don't know that they would have movie references to pull those in. So you would have to do something else there. So then you would mix and match. And so I think it's smart they just went one direction. It's kind of boring, though. Like, other than sort of like some of the movie themed pieces of it, like, I mean, the weapon cards are just like weapons. There's not much design. Mm-hmm. The cards are pretty much blank other than the picture of the weapon and the text. There's no like other design elements to it. So they're kind of just kind of bland, I feel like. Components wise, like your little secret shark grid is cool. The flipping of the tiles in the boat's cool. Some of the beach clothes sign is cool. It's like, there's some cool, components in there. I just feel like overall, especially the cards are a little bit meh. Mechanics, Kiwi.
So I feel like, yeah, like some of them are pretty cool and they work well into the story. Like Eric already brought up that, you know, it did feel like the shark was attacking and the boat was sinking out from underneath view as they went away. And it kind of gave a similar feeling to the island one. This is the first time we've really played. I think this really is the first time we've ever played like a secret first, you know, one player doing secret stuff behind a screen type game. We do have one of the pandemic expansions, but we've never played with that because you're supposed to play it with like five people. And then the fifth one is supposed to be like this bioterrorist, but we've never played with that option. So I think that was interesting. I can see what you're saying, Eric, with the like the first act ended so fast. Like, how did we have all this equipment? But I think it was just the, you know, if you look at it like story wise aside, you know, it's just the you finish quick and that therefore you get an advantage in act two. And that's their way of giving you an advantage.
Mechanically, it makes sense. Like, obviously, because we ended the first round, I was like, what did that mean? Like, what did that give us? And you said it gives us all these cards, which having played through the second act, like it was a huge advantage. So I get that. You should get something for doing well in the first round for sure. I thematically, it just didn't quite like if you were collecting. Well, no, even that wouldn't make sense. I don't know. So I just think thematically act one and two didn't quite tie together, but mechanically. Yeah,
and I wonder if I wonder if it's because we went, because I sucked and we got through act one so quickly. Like it was literally like the first round.
It's more just like, it seems like your reward for the round is collecting gear, but you're not really collecting gear in the first round. So to me, that doesn't tie together, but mechanically it makes sense. That you get a huge advantage based on how you do in round one.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I thought the mechanics went well together. There wasn't really a mechanic that I personally thought was like weird or stood out as didn't really belong.
What did you think of the one versus many?
I think I brought it up when we talked about it before. I liked it a lot more because you knew it was one versus many. Mm-hmm. And I think it definitely makes it harder for the one, because there are definitely a lot of times in act two, when you guys were talking about it, we're like, you nailed the card that I picked like the first time. But then because of that whole, like, well, yeah, but it could be this, like suddenly you talked yourselves out of it. So there were a couple of times when you guys were just like, we should go all in on B. And that's where I had picked. And then one of you was just like, yeah, but look at all his options if he comes up at A. And I was like, okay, we'll spread to all of them then. This is like, I probably should have died a couple rounds before.
There were two other rounds.
You guys talked yourselves out.
Where we said we should go all in on this one. And then we decided not to. And you came up in the one that we picked at the last second to cover everything.
Yeah.
So we also,
yeah, exactly.
We also had a couple rounds where we would have been wrong if we went all in. So probably evens out over time.
Yeah. So I did like, because I mean, it changes the co-op from being a you versus the game to a you versus now one person is kind of controlling the game. And I liked it. I would be willing to try more games with that mechanic.
Okay.
I just don't like, I want to know that somebody is against the team. And I think that's more of what I had a hard time with
the Dead of Winter traitor mechanic. Yeah.
Yeah. I do not like Hidden Traitor, and the way this game worked out, like I liked it much. I liked it enough that I would like to try more games with this type of gameplay. Okay.
So, but had it been that the shark could possibly been on our team,
yeah.
Who do you think the hidden traitor is? And the shark just looks at you with its dead eyes. anything on mechanics BP? Did you like the one versus many aspect?
I mean, it was fun ganging up on Kiwi. Mm-hmm. And trying to figure out what he was going to do.
I can see that it'd be very fun if as the shark to be like, here's what I picked, and then watching them debate over whether they got it right or not.
Yeah,
I can see how that would be fun.
I mean, we can't see it on in our podcasting format, but and I'm not sure Paxton was paying attention. But every now and again, like I would make a choice, and you guys would go through all your decisions, and then you would do your final, and I would just throw my hands up because it worked the way I wanted it to.
All right. So the rules, BP, how easy was it to pick up?
It seemed fairly straightforward.
Yeah, I'd agree. Like phase one, I mean, there's a little confusion over exactly like, oh, so we're supposed to be doing all these things, but
yeah,
I guess we didn't really get into them too much, but
yeah. And then, I mean, your little player track cards, I feel like spell it out fairly straightforward.
Yeah, like here's all your
The reference cards in this game are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the only thing I had to look up in the rule book was just if you dropped into the water when the boat was damaged, vice destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that was just because I didn't remember. I knew it was on destroyed, and I just couldn't remember if it was on damaged as well.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty easy to pick up. Seemed pretty easy to teach. I think we kind of just started playing
I feel like the hardest part is probably going through, because each of the characters for that first act, you know, everybody can move and do things with the barrels, but there's the couple extra actions that when you teach it, you would have to teach each of those individual actions. But once you teach it once for those actions, like you should be
and
good.
There's not too many of them. It's not like a whole different like faction abilities and stuff. I'm not a big fan of like, oh, you have three players, you have just double the dummy one. It worked for us, but I can imagine like as the cooperative piece of it, like quarterbacking would probably be an issue, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think this is definitely one of those games where your mileage could vary. And if your group doesn't do well with co-op games, you're probably not going to like this game because it is a co-op game at its base.
Like, especially with like when you have a dummy character, it feels less of like, this is my character. What am I doing? And it just sort of becomes like, well, now I'm playing all of them. What do we all do? And like this way is actually probably the hardest one to like not try to, you know, figure out what everyone should be doing.
Right.
Even though we're good at it. So I would imagine if you do have that one player, they have to be the shark because player interaction.
I mean, it's a co-op game.
Right.
Well, one, it is co-op. Plus, it's a deduction game. Like, so it kind of has all the, it's really good on player interaction. I think you're trying to figure out what crazy Kiwi is doing over there. Plus, we got to work together to figure out what our best move is and, you know, debate over, you know, who's doing what and all that stuff.
You got to be all in.
Yeah, I feel like as the shark, you could potentially have a decent amount of downtime in between, especially during like the act one, when there's a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're so invested in what the other people are talking about that like, even when it wasn't my turn and there was downtime either between, you know, that prep for you guys doing that one round that you had, or even when you're doing the preparation during act two, like, there was never a time where I was off doing other things because I was like paying attention to how, because I wanted to be able to like what you guys said in one round.
Exactly.
To, like,
make your decision. That's what I was going to say is I was like, you need to be paying attention to what we're saying. So you know how we're thinking so you can try to avoid that. So like, I know like And the one time I was like, well, he's going to pick this one because it shakes off the things. And of course he'd want to do that. And you're like, so you avoided the shake off things because you knew I was like, surely he'll do that.
Yeah. And for three or four rounds, I did until one came up. And then it was awesome because three of them came up. So I could have picked anything and I had more attachable weapons.
Yeah.
So it actually worked out really well, except those were I'm pretty sure those three shake off are the only.
I think there's four. But, so yeah, that's when I attached the flare because I knew you'd be stuck with it for at least a little while. So
yeah, so it was great for that first portion. And then after that, it didn't work out so well for me.
So yeah, so I think even as the shark, like you might not be actively doing things, but you should be engaged with like what they're paying attention to what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really good player action. Would you play it again? BP.
I was trying to figure this out earlier in the conversation as you guys were talking, and I don't know. Like, I mean, I would. I like cooperative games. I just don't know if like Jaws, you know?
Yeah, I was like curious. As somebody who doesn't know the IP in the movie, like.
I mean, I'm curious to try another, you know, one versus many kind of game. I think it would be interesting, especially like at a convention or something, you know, where maybe you don't know who the one is, right? Very well. Be interesting.
I don't know. It might be easier than with Kiwi because he's so random. No logic behind the movements.
Well, I had to because you guys started guessing my logical moves. So I was like, well, I just got to go chaos.
Like he literally said like, oh yeah, you guys started saying letters and I forgot what I picked.
Yeah.
Was that a definitive answer or were you still wishy-washy?
That's my definitive answer.
Okay. I would like to play games like it, I think. Try some other one versus many and hidden movement games. See what's out there. For me, like just the way around Act One went, especially at the end of Act One, I was like, I would not play this game again because we just did half the game and I didn't even play it. Like it just ended. That was really a big like letdown, I think that. And to me, that was the more interesting round. And so maybe just like it was too easy and maybe it's not always that easy, but. I don't know. I feel like I would try some other similar games before I came back to this one.
So for me, I would definitely play it again if somebody brought it out. I enjoyed it. And I think it was one of those games where I think if BP was more into it, I would definitely be willing to add it to the collection. But since she wasn't super into it, like.
Let's be honest. Any game she's into, you will add to the collection. Like.
I enjoy playing games. Like, yeah.
If it weren't for her, you would own every game. except for Skull.
I can definitely see what you guys are saying, and I too would like to play more games with a one versus many when you know who the one is, because it did seem interesting and there were definitely some intriguing points to it. And since we like co-op games more, I think, you know, being on that team portion would work since we tend to not alpha game that. So I liked it. I would like to play more games like it. I would definitely play it again.
All right. So there you go. That is Jaws.
All right. Well, if you have any recommendations of one versus many, since we're curious about them, but maybe weren't super into the Jaws theme, send those recommendations our way, or any other thoughts and comments. Email is firstturntabletop@gmail.com, and Twitter and Instagram are firstturncast. And the podcasting camel, Camel shark? Yeah. Bruce the camel shark? Please don't forget to rate, trivia, and subscribe on your favorite podcatchers. What do you think?
Yeah, no, piratey. I think thematically it fit in.
Okay. Play more games.
Anything happen?
The shark is hit.
What?
Well, I throw a barrel at East Beach.
And that ends Act One.
What?
And I don't damage the boat. I'm the worst shark. All right, then I go back underwater. I only ate one person. I can't destroy a damn boat.
I'm a real letdown of a shark.
You only have one more bullet. All the guns have one more bullet. And then you gotta start playing whack-a-shark with the hammer.